Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about how generative AI is being used in the, shall we say, unique world of online Trump supporters. Buckle up.
It sounds fascinating. This Trump Gaza video, as the article calls it, what's the deal with that?
Well, imagine, if you will, a bizarre fever dream of bearded belly dancers, a youthful Elon Musk stand-in enjoying hummus, and a golden Trump statue presiding over a newly minted resort town in Gaza.
Wait, Gaza? That's not a resort town. This is some kind of satire, right?
Exactly. The article calls it computerized irony. It's this strange blend of AI-generated content and, well, MAGA aesthetics.
So they're using AI to make political statements, but it sounds more like a surreal music video than anything persuasive.
That's the crux of it. It's not really about conveying a realistic political vision. It's more about posturing, about creating a specific online identity. Think in-flight techno soundtracking scenes of ruined streets juxtaposed with gleaming skyscrapers.
So it's like they're aware it's absurd, but that's the point. It's a form of ironic detachment.
Precisely. It's about how they perceive the internet today. It's not about serious policy proposals, but creating a spectacle, owning the libs, you know?
I'm still processing this. The article mentions competent hackiness. What does that even mean?
It means the AI-generated content is technically decent, better than most people could create themselves, but it also has this unsettling, almost dystopian quality. Like a computer trying to understand human desires by watching too many commercials. Which is, you know, kind of what happened here.
So this isn't just about politics. It's about the way technology is being used to create and disseminate this kind of hyper-reality.
Right. And the article argues it's less about persuasion and more about creating a shared online experience, reinforcing a certain worldview within the MAGA community. It's provocative, to say the least.
I'm honestly not sure whether to laugh or be concerned, maybe both.
A perfectly valid response, I think. It's certainly a sign of the times. It raises some interesting questions about the future of political discourse, the role of AI, and, well, the nature of reality itself. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.